First of all, thank you for having me on the program. So I study law and international studies at the University of Adelaide. I'm a fourth-year student, and I've just come back from, 6 months away studying in New Delhi, which is an absolutely fantastic experience. Jamia Millia Islamia, it was absolutely fantastic. So when I first arrived, it was a little bit foreign to me, I guess, navigating the bureaucracy of an Indian university. But look, I really loved the challenge, and furthermore, my classmates were fantastic in sort of helping me out and helping me adjust to life in Delhi and life at a university where I was the only exchange student in my class. And I was also sort of one of the only students that was coming in midway through their academic year. So there was a lot of adjusting, a lot of catching up to do, but and especially when it came to the topics on domestic politics and things like that, Indian politics, which I'd sort of read about, but all of my classmates had a very practical, ear-to-the-ground understanding of. So I was very lucky to have their assistance in helping me catch up, and had some fantastic lecturers as well.
Charlie Hamra se humne is fellowship ke bare mein bhi pucha.
So the fellowship is the New Colombo Plan program, which is a scholarship and fellowship network. It's a signature initiative of the Australian government's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. And essentially what it does is it provides assistance for a whole host. I think there were 90 plus scholars in this year. There have been many more in the preceding years as well, and facilitates undergraduate study all across the Indo-Pacific. And that's, the amount of countries that have been included has been growing every year. And for me, it was just the opportunity of a lifetime to be able to spend 6 months really getting immersed in the culture. I didn't know anyone in New Delhi at all when I went there. I'd been to India once before on a school trip, but that was just for a few weeks. And so I sort of put in my application to the university and then was referred on to the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. And from there, went over and went through the interview and application process in Canberra. And then, was deployed at the start of this year.
वहीं चार्ली हमरा से हमने ये भी पूछा कि क्या उनकी भारत जाने से पहले कुछ धारणाएं थी, और अगर थी तो वास्तविक स्तर पर उनकी धारणाओं के मद्देनजर उन्होंने क्या पाया?
Yeah, I think that the biggest thing for me was that I guess having spent as I said probably only a few weeks in India before this 6 month trip, I had an idea of India as being quite a homogenous culture. Like I had looked, and as I think a lot of people in Australia look, and they sort of say sort of India, and they manage to group everyone, all Indians together. And it's only really when you get there that I had so many friends with such strong state and cultural identities. I think that was the biggest thing for me. So when you encounter people and you sort of realize just how diverse a country India is. And so that was, I think, the biggest thing for me.
Charlie Hamra se humne unki favorite Indian dishes ke bare mein bhi pucha.
And what about the food? Any particular dishes that you enjoyed the most?
Oh, look, I love all Indian food. This is the thing I actually love. And being up in Delhi, it was quite contentious. So all of my friends at Jamia were all about biryani. I was a biryani fan. I did enjoy it. But I have to say, I love South Indian food as well. So I love Kerala food. I love idli, love dosa, love all of the coconut curries as well, and appam.
हमने चार्ली हमरा से ये भी जानने की कोशिश की कि क्या उन्हें लगा कि भारत में भी ऑस्ट्रेलियंस को लेकर कुछ धारणाएं हैं?
Yeah, I think, look, whenever I would meet anyone, whenever I'd get talking to anyone, especially like if I was in an auto rickshaw or something like that, and मैं थोड़ा हिंदी बोलता हूँ, so not very much at all, but the most that I could get was we'd just always have a conversation about cricket, constantly. Cricket dominates, I think, the relationship between Australia and India, and also as well as cricket, like cricket was a big chatting thing, And then it was this idea that Australians and Indians are both very friendly and open people, I think, was the biggest thing. And that's something that we both share. I think there are lots of cultures where that's not quite valued as highly as the sort of openness that is really an important part of Indian culture. And like, guess is God, all of that is, I think, very much resident in Australian culture. And that's something that I found that, both are very open to making very quick and sharing friendships, I think. And that was what came across the most for me when it came to the way that Indians perceive Australians as being, firstly, being very good at cricket, and secondly, being very friendly people, which I think was, in much the same way that Australians pursue India.
और अंत में हमने उनसे ये प्रश्न किया कि एक युवा ऑस्ट्रेलियन और एक अंतर्राष्ट्रीय संबंधों के छात्र होने के चलते वो भारत और ऑस्ट्रेलिया के रिश्ते कहाँ जाते देखते हैं और पीपल टू पीपल कॉन्टैक्ट या लोगों का मिलना जुलना उनके हिसाब से रिश्तों को बेहतर बनाने के लिए कितना महत्वपूर्ण है।
I think the people-to-people contacts are so important for Australia's relationship with India, which has always been strong. Like Australia and India have always had very sort of strong cultural links. And as I say, that idea of openness, friendliness, and that's one thing that I think that Australia and India shares, and it's something that people-to-people links can very easily capitalize on. I think that people-to-people links and an openness and a willingness to have those sort of exchanges are going to be very important for India and Australia going forward. As a young person, I can definitely say that the friendships that I've made, I'll be able to bring into my professional career as well. I've had a lot of professional friendships, which will endure throughout the years. I also think that, institutionally, as we go closer, India and Australia, and as well with military cooperation as well. I think as India's navy expands, I think that Australia and India will be able to play an even more allied role in sort of enduring democracy from the largest democracy in the world to Australia, which is also fairly fond of the democratic order, which is, I think that's something that Australia and India can play a part in together through increase people-to-people links.